Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. This is Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Welcome to today's podcast. I trust you're having a lovely holiday as we approach July the 4th. Today is Saturday, July 1st, first day of July. Yay! Summer, dude, we are well into summer. Yesterday I was out in the lake swimming around, floating, looking at the birds and the trees. I've been on vacation. As a matter of fact, this is the Hi, I've Been on Vacation and I Can't Find Anything Funny This Week edition of the Dr. Bill podcast. It's not for lack of trying, though. I went on the internet and I looked for funny videos and I looked for funny songs and there just aren't any! And if there are, you're not telling me about them, so... You're just going to have to try harder, folks. Come on! Help the doctor out! We've got to have funny things to do on the podcast. Otherwise, we're just going to have to rely on me being naturally funny. And you know how that goes. All right, here we go. We're going to jump right into the tech news this week since we don't have anything funny to talk about. And we're just going to go right into the news of the week. Fanfare, news of the week. The first bit of news, the first item to talk about after last week's show is I'm back. I've been on vacation and I had no computer. As a matter of fact, I had to blog furiously to have anything to talk about today. So, not only is there not a whole lot of things on the podcast this week that are funny, not only is there no tech humor to speak of, there's also not a lot of news, except what I furiously blogged over the last day or so. So there you go. First real news item. The Senate committee approves a bill that threatens to kill the free internet. This is bad, okay? Basically what happened is there is a law that has been proposed that essentially would, as an effect of the law, break the internet into a fast-running stream that would be flowing along at high speed, and then there would be little eddies and backwaters of slower parts of the internet, and that's where most people would be relegated, and the people that pay the big bucks would get the fast lane of the information superhighway. This is bad. You see, what we need is what they're terming net neutrality. That is, the internet is neutral in its, oh, shall we say, preferences to people, and it doesn't prefer one group over another, one person over another, one company over another, particularly those with the big bucks. You see, the internet up to now has been the great equalizer. It has allowed people like humble me to put out a podcast that humble people like you could listen to and enjoy. But one day, if the internet is divided into this, the haves and the have-nots, then those of us who want to have a free internet, a truly personal internet, will be relegated to the backwaters. Now, what has happened so far? The story so far, Congress has already passed this legislation and referred it over to the Senate. The Senate Telecommunications Committee then started looking at it. Now, there was great hope by free internet folks that the Senate Communications Committee would be composed of, shall we say, more intelligent people who would look at the legislation and go, boy, this is stupid, and get rid of it, as has happened in many occasions in the past, but not this time, because the lobbyists that are for making the internet less free have lots and lots of bucks. But we won't get into that. The point is that it did pass that Senate committee and is now being referred to the full Senate. That's the news as we have it right now. Not really good. We don't have a lot of time to save the internet. So, look at my blog, Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon, the blog. Look at that. Go down the right-hand side, all the way to the bottom of the right-hand column, and you'll see a great big orange sign there that says, Save the Internet. Click on that, and go do what it says. Please help us save the Internet. We've got to have a free Internet, folks, and we don't want it to be lost in the mix. So there you go. That's the story on saving the internet. Now, actually, you know, I have a post as part of this post, or a link as part of this post, that does have the Ask a Ninja show did a special on internet neutrality. So perhaps if I play that, it might actually be funny. What do you think? Let's give it a shot. Ask a Ninja on net neutrality.
Ninja, special delivery, net neutrality, in case you don't know what's going on. Okay, let's just pick somewhere where everybody likes to be. Watching the girl at Hot Dog on a Stick make lemonade. I think we can all agree that's pretty compelling. But then, like, the big internet service provider puts up a wall and says you can't watch the girl at Hot Dog on a Stick make lemonade unless she pays us. Meanwhile, they're trying to make you watch Robin Williams' cousin make bacon juice, and he's got, like, a mesh shirt on, and there's lots of hair. He's, like, just as hairy as Robin Williams, but not even as funny as Robin Williams is not. He's just squeezing bacon into a cup, and they're like, hey, that's the same as watching the Hot Dog on a Stick girl make lemonade. You're like, no, it is not! Hello! I want to see the girl in the tricolored funny hat doing a funny motion that produces something that I like. That's what the internet is all about. It's people in funny hats making things that people like. When Vince Cerf invented the internet, that was his whole goal. And then the big internet service providers are like, well, we can make a fake version of that. And you're like, can't I just do that? And they're like, well, only if those people give us some fried cheese. And everybody's like, but it's already there. Can I just see it? And they're like, not while we have this big wall that's built out of the shredded First Amendment, and they hold it together with glue reed. That's a glue made from greed. But it's not Lou Reed. That guy's pretty cool. Net neutrality. Net neutrality.
I really yes, indeed. Ask an engine. Now, that makes it clear. That makes it about as clear as can be done on a podcast. Right. Okay, let's move on. Microsoft is delaying Microsoft Office 2007. Big surprise! Microsoft can't meet its projected dates to release software. We're all shocked, I'm sure. However, here's the thing. They have already delayed Vista several times. Now they're delaying MS Office 2007. Now, you know, is it just me, or are they having issues? Possibly. That leads us to the next news item, which is OpenOffice 2.0.3 has been released with improvements. Contains performance improvements. It contains improved compatibility with Microsoft Office formats, which it was already pretty good to start with, and now contains support for the Intel Mac as well as the PowerPC Motorola-based Max. So there you go. There's your real upgrade to Microsoft Office, is to go to OpenOffice 2.0.3, which has just been released. Dude. All right. Matter of fact, I downloaded it, installed it, gave myself an upgrade, and I felt very good about it because it's free. That's capital F-R-E-E, free, and that's good. All right, we all know, and matter of fact, I have told you from quite a long time on the podcast, that AOL is evil. That's America Online for those of you in Rio Linda. The thing is, AOL is evil. They charge you tons of money, and they pollute your screen with all kinds of sparkly little graphics that you don't want anyway, and they're just hard to deal with. I mean, they're so easy, they're hard. If you get my drift. Anyway, the point is, not only are they evil in terms of using them, they're also hard to leave. Once they have you, you are their slave. And so they're not going to let you go easily. After all, you're pouring big bucks down the trash. And if you call them and say, I want to cancel my account, they're bound and determined to keep you a member of AOL. That friendly society. All right, so the post, if you'll look at it, talks about the fact that an individual decided, okay, I'm going to cancel my account, and I'm going to show you how hard it is, so he recorded it. It then aired on the news. Now, it must have been a slow news day. That's all I can figure. But at any rate, they aired it on the news, the whole tape of the conversation. And needless to say, the poor AOL guy who was just doing his job, which is to really irritate you and get you to the point that you'll stay an AOL subscriber, even though you want to drop the account, he lost his job. Now, dude, don't tell me they didn't train him to do exactly what he did. Yet, once it was aired on the news, and it came out that it's very difficult to leave AOL and they want to give you a hard time about it, they were so embarrassed they fired the guy. You know, man, I guess the mistake here was going to work for them in the first place. But it's still rather harsh. Okay, next item, 10 ways to tweak your tech resume. Say that 10 times fast. eWeek Magazine had an article recently that told you how to tweak your resume. Now, there's a lot of interesting things about tweaking your resume in here that I found fascinating, because it goes against, you know, common wisdom, shall we say, about resumes. And it's one of those things that isn't so obvious, I guess, maybe we should say, because it is a tech resume. For instance, one of the things it says is, don't sweat trying to get your resume down to one page. Now, I've always heard that you should get your resume down to one page. But basically what they're saying is, if you are a tech god, and you are so good, and you have such amazing experience, go ahead and go to the second page. But just be sure that the information you have about yourself is not repetitive, is not, shall we say, self-aggrandizing, is accurate, and that it says something about your technical skills. Basically, a potential employer looking at the resume may want the information that you're trying desperately to leave out just because you're trying to get it down to one page. So go with the flow. Go ahead and let it go over to another page if you have to. Now, don't do it on purpose. Don't just fluff it out. But if you're like me and have 28 years of computer experience and you're going, hey man, what do I drop, you know? Well, obviously, when you were working on Commodore 64 and, you know, producing spreadsheets with something you wrote yourself in BASIC, probably you could let that slide, because that's just not a skill that people are really going to pay a lot for anymore. But if you use some obscure technology that maybe is still in use that other people haven't been maybe doing a lot of lately, that might actually be something worthwhile. So read the article. I think you'll find it very interesting what they're saying you should leave on your tech resume. All right, next item. The second richest man in the world. You knew there had to be a second richest man, right? I mean, the first richest man is, of course, Bill Gates. We all know that. But there has to be a second richest man if there's a first. And the second is Warren Buffett. Okay? Now, he's an investor and so forth and, you know, relatively famous in financial circles. But Warren Buffett, who's gotten on in years, has decided he's going to give away 85% of his wealth in July. Well, it's July now, so I assume he's already in the process of writing checks. And in fact, he's giving most of it. He's worth $44 billion. That's with a B. $44 billion. He's giving it away this month to mainly the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Now, he's going to give it to other places as well, but the key is here that apparently Warren Buffett is a friend of the Gates, and he's, you know, kind of helped them and guided them with their philanthropy and what they've been involved in with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and he's kind of been a mentor to them. And so now that he's getting on in years, he's going to give away his wealth to the foundation, which is doing some good things. I mean, they're fighting diseases such as malaria and HIV and tuberculosis, and, you know, they're giving away money to libraries and high schools and things of that nature. So, hey, Warren, pat yourself on the back, dude. You're giving to something that will probably help a lot of people, and he's not holding on to the money. Now, the cool thing about that is, if you've ever been rich, okay, if you've ever been rich, maybe you're not listening to this podcast. I don't know. But at any rate, if you ever have, here's the thing about being rich. You know how you got it, and so you're not that much afraid to lose it. So the dude is giving it away. He probably could turn right around and make it all back. Good thing. So help people with your wealth. Good thing for the second richest man in the world to do. And as a matter of fact, Bill Gates is going to be retiring, as we know, from Microsoft to pursue doing more with the foundation. So got to give him some props for that. All right. Well, I tell you what, you know, those are the tech items I had this week because I didn't do a lot of blogging because I was on vacation. Vacation, by the way, is good. Vacation lowers the blood pressure. Vacation helps clear the mind and get you out of the doldrums of the workaday world. I would recommend it highly. Matter of fact, I plan to do more of it. So, go out there, read a good Star Trek book, which is something else I was doing while I was on vacation, and enjoy your time off. By the way, I do, before I leave the podcast this week, since we're running a little short, I do want to mention that this is Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon, podcast number 43. Last week was number 42, the Answer to the Life, the Universe, and Everything edition. This is number 43, the Hi, I've Been on Vacation and I Can't Find Anything Funny This Week edition. I'll probably do better next week. You know, I'll be back in the swing, be blogging all week long, you know, kind of. But right now, hey, you know, there's a lake out there to swim in, and, you know, it's coming up on July 4th, celebrating our independence, fire off some fireworks, you know, watch sparkly things in the sky. Gotta love that. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's the podcast. I guess what I will do is I'll play a promo for one of our techpodcast.com members because I am a proud member, salute, of the Tech Podcast Network.
Hi, this is Peter, your host for the Peter's Mac Tips Podcast. Whether you're a switcher or a longtime user, listen in on the Peter's Mac Tips Podcast, have your questions answered, see tutorials, get the latest in tips and tricks, and the latest Apple news. Head on over to the website at http://petersmactips.libsyn.com. That's petersmactips.libsyn, spelled libsyn.com.
Peter's Mac Tips. If you got a Mac, you need to find out how to better use that Mac. So go to petersmactips.com. Alrighty. That's just about it for the podcast this week. And here we're only 18 minutes and 10 seconds, 11 seconds, 12 seconds, 13. Never mind. We're only that far into the podcast. And already we've gone through the tech news. We've played what little bit of a funny thing we had, which I just happened to run across on the blog. Wasn't even planned because I'm just not planning a whole lot today, given that I've been on vacation. So there you go. Yeah. Guess I'll slide on out of here then, huh? Yeah, okay, well. So until next week, just remember that the doctor is out of here. Yeah. Now, where did I put that swimsuit? I think it's hanging out there drying. I better go get that and go back to the lake. See ya.